From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. A rocket hit the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad today as final preparations were underway for tomorrow's historic election in Iraq. At least two Americans were killed and four wounded. We'll have a report from Baghdad in a few moments and get updates from other correspondents around the country as Iraqis get ready for their first free vote in a half century. First, we hear from Iraq's interim Prime Minister, Ayed Alawi. He's running for a seat in tomorrow's National Assembly election. Polls suggest his party has gained support in recent days, and he could remain a key figure in Iraqi politics. I spoke with Prime Minister Alawi earlier today, before the attack on the American embassy. He said the security situation in general had been improving.
And I have received today the daily briefing from my operation center. And it's very impressive to see that a lot of areas, the numbers of attacks have dropped down to zero. Ziqar, Wasat, Karbala, Muthanna, Erbil, Qadisiyah, the Hook, Nisan, Sulaymaniyah, and Najaf. The level is zero. There are another four provinces with an average of two attacks. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 provinces, zero, and then you have three, which is 11 attacks per day, and Baghdad, which is in the 20 attacks per day. So that's why I say there is an improvement in security.
You went to Crete this week to campaign, which is in a Sunni area where there has been some violence, and many Sunnis are expected not to turn out. What did you tell the people in Crete?
Wallahi, I met with about 300 people representing across the board, tribal, religious, academics, businessmen in Crete, and had an open dialogue with them and asked them what are we going to achieve in postponing the elections. After, you know, about an hour of deliberation and dialogue and discussions, everybody really was adamant that they would participate in the elections and they will take part. Everybody would be in the tent under the umbrella of Iraq, and inclusively people will be part and should be part of the political process. And this is what, frankly, I'm preaching. I am telling everybody this is the time for Iraqis. As they have braved Saddam and fought tyranny, they should rise again against terrorists and terrorism.
Whether or not you continue as prime minister, what legacy do you think your past 7 months in office will leave for Iraqis?
To start with, to have the elections itself, the beginning of the process of writing the constitution and reforming the institutions of this country, reforming the military, the police, the rule of law, putting the economy on the right road to recovery. These are the very issues that we have achieved so far.
And tomorrow, is there any level of attacks that you'll be monitoring where you'll have to say, we need to close down a polling site here or there, it's just become too dangerous?
No, I tell you, we are not going to close down any polling site. We are going to go ahead. This is the time of reckoning for Iraq and for the Iraqi people. We either defeat the terrorists or we ourselves, the Iraqi people, will be defeated. We cannot allow this to happen. We are going to win and we are going to defeat our enemies and we are going to vote and we are going to elect our government.
Iraqi Interim Prime Minister Ayed Alawi, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thanks.